Welcome back, my friends. It is I, Mercury, your faithful tiefling raconteur, here to regale you with the events of episode 4 of Podcast Party to Slay a Dragon. Having pursued the kobold raiders to an abandoned farmhouse, our heroes attacked the hideout, defeating the kobolds after a desperate battle, but finding no prisoners. During the fight, the creatures boasted that the captives had already been flown to the dragon. Violet was knocked unconscious and experienced a vision of a mysterious woman who was apparently expecting to encounter, well, me, instead of Violet. Moving on, they soon returned to Hengistbury. Brand Torek had regained consciousness, and he and Ariadne had a tearful embrace, with the sheriff proclaiming that he had misjudged both Tlingbert and his daughter. Lord Pemberton grimly announced that the dragon Siroth must be destroyed. "My friends, you bring grave news indeed, and yet I am not without hope. You truly are becoming local heroes." Lord Pemberton's sword was across his knee, with his hand resting lightly across that. "I must ask you to be heroes once more. A task which dwarfs the good things you have done for the county so far. A task which is so dangerous that I dare not ask anyone else. I'm sure you've guessed already. I want you to kill that dragon, Siroth, and end its reign of terror. My sword has a secret. It is named Dragonsbane. This blade will even the odds somewhat. Strike the beast in the heart and it will surely perish. The sword's magic is broken and incomplete. Its scabbard lies in my family's ancestral hold, Brockendale Castle. Recover the scabbard, and I will give you the sword to wield against Siroth. My friends, if you do this for me, for us, for Holdenshire, for Endora, I will name you knights. I cannot afford to reward you well with gold, but I can shower you with honor. What say you?"
"What say they indeed? Well, we shall find out in just about a week's time, in the 5th installment of Podcast Party to Slay a Dragon."